nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, upsets black people than talking about God. Bad news. Some of y'all about to be upset. Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time is a podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. I'm on the road to building a better me, and hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you, because we're in this together. Yeah, together. Like, we might not be in together this week, because some of y'all might be like, Jared then lost his damn mind. And this is something I kind of want to talk about for a while. I've been a little nervous to sit there and talk about it, but I got to get off my chest. I have a fractured relationship with God. It's been that way for a long time. And because of what I've gone through with my depression, with my anxiety, and every other thing that I face in my adult life, I don't know if it will ever be the same again. But to talk about this, we first got to understand what my relationship with God actually was. So it was about as far back as I can remember. I remember God in the house that I grew up in feeling like he was always the right answer. It didn't feel like God felt like this authoritative father figure. And I know that's essentially what he is, but it's also a friend. It's also someone you could talk to. But, and I don't know, maybe it's the way my mom and my dad was raised. They were raised to for God to feel like, and that's what it felt like for me. It's like, you could be on drugs, you could be having sex with whatever the fuck you want to have sex with, you could be drinking heavily, you could be scamming people, but God. And it's almost to a point where if you said but God and asked for forgiveness and said a couple of Bible scriptures, and all of a sudden people will be like, yeah, you know, he fighting, he battling, but you know, he got God in his heart and everything else. And while that may be true, it felt like it's just hitting a reset button. No. Better than hitting a reset button, it felt like people would use God as a get out of jail free card. They just play a Monopoly, and then when shit got real, well, God got my back. And I don't blame anybody in my life. I think that's just what I got from it. But still. Faithful. I remember reading the picture Bible backwards and forth, mostly because I got into some trouble in seventh grade, but I had a good understanding of the lessons. But what changed for me was the depression. And sure, I probably had depression as far back as like 13, 14 years old. But it wasn't until I became an adult dealing with it, how I was dealing with it, it changed. So I'd say probably right around time Brooklyn was born, 2008, even around 2011, I can see the changes that were taking place. I was struggling. Sometimes fighting for my life felt like I was trying to put a puzzle together with no corners. Where was God? sure he was there. But at the time, I was in a mental place where I felt like I couldn't trust anyone. I felt like people would let me down. Everyone. Trust just wasn't there for anybody, including myself. I didn't trust myself. So when I look back during that time frame, I didn't see God as a lighthouse to lead me out of the storm. I saw God as the lighthouse keeper that went to bed without turning the lighthouse on. And I just stayed in the darkness, struggling. I felt deserted, unheard, abandoned. I didn't even know what to pray for. Like, I'm literally scared to pray. You know, they tell you, you got to be careful what you ask God for. You pray for strength. He gives you trials and tribulations to increase that strength. Okay, so what do I pray for? You can pray for peace. But in order to understand what peace is, you must first have war. I don't want to pray for that either. No. I literally was scared. I never stopped believing that there wasn't a God. I still, to this day, know that there is a higher creator. But I just didn't feel like I was being held anymore. I feel like my faith slipped through my fingers. And you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. My mom, I love that woman to death. She could sense it. I know she sensed it for some time. And she don't press the issue, but she strategically encourages me to fix that particular issue. And she would, you know, you just maybe just pray, baby. God got you. But unlike her, there were others there that, you know, when I was struggling. And y'all heard the narrative. And I talked about it here on the show before. It's just, oh, you ain't praying hard enough. What you worried about going to a therapist or taking a medicine? What you need is God. You need God. And I can smile and chuckle about it now. But when all you see is darkness, and you just want somebody to hold your hand, you just want somebody to be there for you, you just want someone to understand, you have loved ones in your life that are just saying, follow the yellow brick road, because the Wizard of Oz can save everything for you. No, I'm not comparing God to the Wizard of Oz, but you get the correlation. People just keep telling me to follow the yellow brick road. No help, no guidance, no do you want something to eat? Nothing. Just, hey, keep following that path. You pray harder. How you know how hard I'm praying? How you know what I'm doing? You didn't even ask. You assume because I am still struggling that I am not praying hard enough. I took offense to that. That hurt me. How do you know? How would I know? Instead of saying that, you can just simply just be like, well, hey, here's what I do. Are you doing this? Maybe we can try this. Looking for solutions. Just don't send me down a path blindly. You don't know what I'm doing. And it's not like the Bible don't say don't have people there that are faithful but still suffer. Job suffered. John the Baptist suffered. Jesus himself suffered. But I'm not praying hard enough. Oh, okay. It felt like my mental health made me a weak believer. Like, people question that. And I get it. It's a new day and age now. There's a lot of people that don't feel that feel like, hey, you need church and therapy. And that's cool. And I applaud that. But during that time frame, I wasn't getting a whole lot of that. 15 years ago, 17 years ago, 18 years ago, I wasn't getting that. I was thinking, you're just not praying hard enough. You don't know God. My relationship with God was questioned because I was still struggling. You don't know God. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I don't know him now. Maybe that's why our relationship is, as I call it, is estranged. And honestly, it's a little similar to my relationship with Larry, my biological dad, when he was alive. I know fixing it would be beneficial. I know it would help me immensely. And part of me wanted to fix their relationship with Dad. But part of me was like, had given up because I just didn't feel like it was salvageable. It's sadly, I'm feeling the same way about God. I don't know if it will ever be the same again. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard to even say out loud. So much has happened since me and God's hiatus. I still don't have a clear direction about what I'm doing with myself, what my purpose is. I think I know. I'm pushing for it. But the trials and tribulations? Hey, this could be just the ranting of a lost Christian. But it doesn't feel like it. I don't know. It's everything. Everything is uncertain. I don't know. I know I want peace. I know that I struggle to know what peace actually is. I don't have a plan for peace. Some listening might say, hey, well, without God, there is no peace. You might be right. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm trying to solve it myself and not allowing him to help. It just didn't feel like he was helping me before, but maybe he was. I was in the darkness. But I think that you have to be open enough to ask these questions. You gotta be curious. You can't just go with the flow of what people say. You can't just, okay, my mom and them said, so that's what I'm gonna do. I could be completely wrong. And me saying this out loud may be the catalyst for God to help change my life. Or I could be right. I don't know. But what I do know is this. We got to be honest with where we stand right now. And it took a lot for me to sit on this mic to be honest and say where I am right now. Having a relationship with God, if it doesn't match us emotionally, we can't force that. Because I'd be upsetting God. I'd be upsetting Christians. I'd be upsetting friends. I'd be upsetting family. But it's important to be honest. And I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm telling you to be truthful for what's in your heart. Because God gonna sense that anyway, right? I normally don't, you know, tell a lot of Brooklyn's business on here, but she had some struggles on figuring stuff out with God. And I didn't force it like most parents do. I think as a parental unit, it was hard because we had to talk to my mama a lot. But we didn't force it. That's how she's feeling. But know your child. My child had the wherewithal to sit there and ask questions. To say, this is not where I am mentally and emotionally. As of right now, she has a better relationship with God than I do. She goes to church regularly. She just got a cross for Christmas. But she wouldn't have been there. She wouldn't have had that relationship if I dictated what she should do. And what kind of hypocrite would I be when I don't know what to do? Oh, but I should do it because that's what we should do. I'm gonna wrap up here, but this particular episode is not about being anti-God. It's not about being hateful towards the church. It's not about me saying that I don't believe. It's about being real with yourself. It's about not performing faith. If you're faithful, you're faithful. And if you have questions, seek the answers. Even the Bible says, seek ye shall find. You can't seek if you ain't asking questions. That's all I got. I don't know. Look, I may have a relationship with God in a week. It might change completely. I might do a complete 180. It may take several years. It may not ever happen. I may have a guest to come on and we have a part two and talk about it. I don't have the answers. But I'm willing to ask the questions. And all I'm asking is that you should too. This was a heavy one. But I feel good getting off my chest. If you want to continue this heavy conversation, if you have questions, even if you want to be like, hey, Jared, have you considered this? My social media, my DMs are open. It's About Damn Time Pod, available everywhere. On Facebook, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky. A slew of places. Just type it in. If this episode resonated with you, I know it's a hard one, but if this episode resonated with you, share it. Maybe you didn't have the words before now. Maybe it's going to help you to say it. Maybe you know somebody who is struggling with faith, and that's fine. Send this to them and let them know that they're not alone. Not to chastise them, but just let them know that they are not alone. Whew. All right. I love you all. So until next time, I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.